There were no organized chants, no waving signs, but there is a social media hashtag, #RallyForIL. Students from NIU and Kishwaukee College were among the community members who spoke about how the lack of a state budget hurts them.
If I do not receive the MAP grant, I won't be able to graduate because I won't be able to continue with my education.
Students that live, work, and like me, raise families in this community are being impacted by it.
I believe in the American dream. And the quickest way to achieve that American dream is by funding higher education. And we need to fund higher education now.
Those were students Brianna Smith, Bianca Rios, and Dylan Domke. NIU President Doug Baker says so far there are no plans for layoffs at his school, but Kishwaukee College President Lori Borowitz says she faces cutting 17% of her school's workforce because of state funding delays. Students can't pay for college. The drug court can't get off the ground. And as Kishwaukee United Way's Dawn Littlefield sees firsthand, 85% of not-for-profits are cutting clients and programs.
There is real damage being done to our human service infrastructure. The human service sector is collapsing without a budget. Agencies are at a tipping point from which some in the sector may not return.
It's not just the world of social services and education, according to Cohen Barnes. He has owned an IT services business in DeKalb for 25 years. He says state budget problems have never hurt his private sector business until now.
But at this point, it seems like every time I turn around, my clients are reaching out to me that they cannot do that infrastructure upgrade. They cannot purchase what they need to purchase to move their business forward because of a lack of funding from the state.
Barnes says the long-term effects on education at NIU and Kishwaukee College could also harm his business. That's because he hires so many local graduates. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.